Hi there, welcome to the theory of relativity with me, I'm Zi Yu. Today I'd like to talk about the big snow in Beijing. I think maybe it is the all-time biggest snow in Beijing, at least these 30 years. Because in my memory, I have never seen any time the snow is so big that last 2 days in Beijing never stopped. Yesterday, I feel it's very cold and I don't want to go out in the snow, so I stay at home all day. But today, I cannot do this anymore because I have to buy some food. Very hungry. So I wear very warmly before I went out. I have a small beanie that I bought this year, and I have a good snow boat. Although it's not very perfect because if there is some black ice, it's still very easy to slip out. I have to be very careful about that. But the good thing is the boots are very warm, made by the cotton, walked along a river. The river is very nearby my home, but actually I never went on this road. It is the first time. To my surprise, the scenery is very beautiful. The things are covered by the snow as a fresh blanket. The river not fully frozen, it is still slowly streamed and reflected the sunlight. I can see the white roof across the road on the opposite. It is the stadium roofs of the university. There is very few people walking on this road today, and there are some birds still flying over the trees. I cannot help playing with the snow. I think if it's not in the time of the virus, I definitely will play the snow with my friend, and we will make some like snowman. And besides, today this year we cannot go to skiing. And that's a pity. The very amazing thing is, on the sun panels, they are also covered by the snow and turned into snow panels. And even on the handrails of the overpass bridge, it also accumulated several centimeters of the snow of the thickness. So. It is an amazing scenery, and I think I will remember it for a long time. Many friends ask me, do I feel well these days? And also some friends around me, they feel very worried. But actually, I think I'm doing very well. And for me, it's the best time that I don't need to go to work. I can stay at home and do some things that I really want to do. The only one difficulty is the stops of the express delivery, that I don't have anything to eat. So that makes me realize how deeply that I rely on the city infrastructure. So that's all. This is today's program. I hope you enjoy it. If you really like it, please spread the word. And I expect your feedback. If you have any question about China, about me, about the language, you can tell me, and I'm very happy to answer that. So thank you for your listening. Cheers, bye.